In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, you have given to us a heavenly family to be our guide on this earth. You have allowed us to image and mirror heaven in so much as you have created men and women who unite in conjugal love in the sacrament of matrimony, bringing forth the incarnation of their love. Grant that this little ecclesia, this small family church, will grow in our world and thus ignite a fire in society that will purify all to find you, their God and their Creator, and give true worship and honor to your presence among us. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If there is one truth that we can all agree with, is that human nature is broken. It's broken. The family unit is broken. Society is broken. And the reason society is broken is because the family is broken. And it seems that our government in which we live in this day and age does everything they can to destroy the family. But Christ reveals to us the Father. God is our Father. Christ is our brother. The Spirit is the very life of love between us, and He gives us Mary as our mother. We have a perfect family here, a perfect family that God has given us. Why? So that we can create perfect families in the world. As I said, society is nothing more than a reflection of the family. If the family is corrupt, society is corrupt. It's simple. There is no other explanation. We cannot keep putting Band-Aids on society. Rather, we have to fix the cause of the problem, and that is the family unit. The Eucharist is so fundamentally essential to the human family's existence and continuation among us. Christ was born of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. He was obedient and humbled himself, subjecting himself to his mother and father, his foster father, Joseph. They lived such lives in Nazareth. They worked and they suffered and they struggled. They had joys and sorrows. They laughed, they sang, they did everything that we do because they were sanctifying our lives. They were showing us the beauty that surrounds us, the good that is life in Christ and with Christ. The Eucharist heals. Remember I said that the Eucharist, of course, is food. But just as food strengthens, it prevents illnesses, it heals, and it gives pleasure, so also the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does the same. Without Him, our families wither. And you know, it was an effect after the council that so many men stopped coming to church. And you know, I don't understand that. It's the most difficult thing in the world for me to understand how a man can truly be a man. I'm talking about a manly man without knowing Jesus, without loving Him. I don't understand it. I don't see how a woman can look into the eyes of a man, and if they're not reflecting the beauty of the eyes of Christ, if He is not living and seeking to live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, what could she possibly see in Him? And that would be the same thing. A woman who lives without Christ Jesus, a woman who lives without looking at the Blessed Virgin Mary as the symbol of our faith, the symbol of love, in fact, the teacher of love. How can they live lives worthy of matrimony? The Eucharist heals everything. The Eucharist builds everything. The Eucharist instructs in everything. If a family uses the great sacraments that God has given us, if we go to the sacrament of the sacrifice of the Mass and we truly partake of that sacrament, if we use the sacrament of reconciliation often. Now, I tell you this. When I was a kid, And that's a long time ago. They told us that, and we always went to confession every week. Who told you to stop? Why would anyone think that they wouldn't need that beautiful, magnificent sacrament? Do they think that they're perfect? We need this. We need this because we're human beings. And the difference between a saint and a sinner is simply one confession. It's not that a saint lives a perfect, flawless life. Every saint was a sinner. The only saint that wasn't a sinner, Blessed Virgin Mary. And why? Because she was redeemed by Christ before he was even born, when he created her for himself. He freed her from any contagion of original sin so that he could take his flesh from a sinless woman. In other words, no one could ever have been under the dominion of devil and then God used that flesh, because Christ took his very flesh and his blood from Mary. She had to be perfect. Now the Eucharist surely and most certainly moves us to looking at this great mystery of our redemption through the power of the Holy Spirit, through this meek and humble virgin. The Holy Spirit comes to her through the voice of the angel, and she accepts to be the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the leper, the one who would take upon himself the sins of mankind. She says yes to this. And then there becomes this beautiful divine family that instructs us and teaches us how we are to live in a corrupt world. Jesus came so that he could show us not only how to live, but how to die. How to live for God, how to live for Christ, how to live for heaven, but also how to prepare to die, how to die to self, how to die to the things of this earth that pull us away from God. And so if the family is ever going to be healed, it is Christ the one who's going to do it. Beware of anyone who offers you a solution that involves money. It will never be bought, for love by its very nature cannot be purchased. It is something that wells up from within the deepest part of mankind. It is something that is a divinely inspired gift. And if we recognize the divine element of love, all of our loves, then everything begins to work properly. Now, I'm not promising that your life will be perfect and you'll have all the money you need. Yeah, you can find a lot of preachers that'll tell you that. That's a lot of baloney. God didn't come to promise you a great, happy life. He came to say, look, all of us are going to carry the cross. All of us are going to suffer. All of us are going to die. All of us will laugh and live and love. All of us will enjoy this beautiful world that God gave us. We will appreciate it, but we also will recognize that we must be grateful for what we have received, and we must use it for the glory of God. For this earth, this world, is a stepping stone to eternity. This, my brothers and sisters, we truly are in heaven if we only had the eyes to see. If we could just look around us and see how beautiful God is, because he has never left our side.